Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of season 7. If you just joined, I'm Robin of Out of Tired Witch Everywhere, and I'm joined by the ethereal Maria of Magic with Maria Everywhere.
Hello, hello, hello.
So we do have, sorry.
No, please go ahead.
So don't forget, we do have a class this month, and that's going to be on August 30th with Samantha Weisberg. And that's going to be on Goddess Monsters, Women of the Odyssey, a mythological creative writing class. I'm so excited because we've creative writing, hell yeah.
Teach two other classes and they were incredible. So I'm good. Really excited for this. Yeah. Samantha's very beautiful, smart, and wonderful. So it's going to be another great class.
So good.
And don't forget to join us for Coffee Talks, where we read your listener-submitted stories or voicemails. And if you want to send us a voicemail, the phone number for that is 351-207-0799.
Yeah.
Call us. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us a story. Just call us and tell us how pretty you think we are. That works, yeah. Too.
And this Sunday, for Patreon members, we're actually going to be doing a live Q&A with our Patreon. Yes. As a kind of replacement for like the part two exclusive episodes. So come join us. Come ask some questions. And hopefully we'll answer to the best of our abilities. We kind of fell off on doing
the part two episodes. Mm-hmm.
Life is gonna life.
For a whole laundry list of reasons. And so we are just going to be doing live Q&As for Patreon members instead, which I think is going to be great. They will be recorded, but come hang out with us. They'll be about 30 minutes long. And bring whatever questions you want to ask that you want our takes on.
Yes.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how, no, not lunar phases. We don't talk about lunar phases anymore. We used to talk about lunar phases. We no longer do. And I don't know why you would think, based off of what I just said, that's what we're doing. We're not doing that. We're doing astrological phases. We used to do lunar phases, but we don't anymore. Now we do astrophases. You have 6 previous seasons. You can go back and you can look at those meanings and uses for the lunar phases. But that being said, the upcoming ones, I forgot to pull up my notes. Give me a second here. The first one is going to be on August 19th. It is the first quarter moon. These are really kind of not that big of a deal. I do think that they're important to mention. I guess. Acknowledge.
I love working with the other phases of the moon that like get totally disregarded.
And quarter moons in general are just good for like overall momentum, action, and just like kind of trying to keep the wheel greased, if you will. I personally don't utilize them for anything much more than that. I don't know if you have notes on that, Maria, but
honestly,
overall for me, it's about movement.
I feel like the middle, you know, the quarter moons and stuff, it feels like the fives in tarot, where we're kind of like seeing where we are halfway and kind of like dissecting the problems halfway on our things that we're doing and just like figuring it out. Yeah.
Sorry, just saw the chat. Aaron said Neopet stock talk only. It's so funny. Okay, so the following one is on August 22nd. The sun will be entering Virgo. It's Virgo season, baby. This is a good time for spell work involving organization, improvement. This is actually, at least I think it's underrated as a health like time of year. A good time to focus on health spells and like really practical magic. So this is stuff like home organization. Maybe you haven't cleaned your altar in a while. Maybe you haven't refreshed your wards. Hello. Maybe you need to just kind of put your nose to the grindstone a little bit and get in on magic that deals with productivity. But overall, this is a really good time to focus on magic that is practical, almost mundane. The boring stuff, but the necessary stuff. On August 25th, Mercury is entering Virgo. This is about very precise communication and planning. So if you are working on spell work that kind of involves making sure that you're heard and in a way that is going to lead to better like teamwork, better building and just general organization, this is the time to do it. It's also a really good time to sign up in general for like classes. Like if you want to move forward with like any kind of new learning for yourself, whether that's a cooking class, maybe that's, I don't know, a freaking heritage craft class at your local library. this is the time to do it. This is a really good time to sign up. Yeah. And then just overall kind of the theme for this little window of time is get organized and take action.
I like working with Assignment Virgo as like, it, you know, school is starting up or has already started up. So it's like the season of the student. And I feel like Virgo like fits into that role perfectly. And so like if there's anything new that you want to learn or to accomplish this like Virgo season, definitely go after it and, yeah, you know, start setting intentions for it. So every episode we go over tarot. Previous seasons, we've gone over individual meanings of cards. We have done themes. We have gone over whole sections, like explaining the major arcana, the minor arcana, and like what the aces mean and all of that jazz. This season, and I think the previous season, we kind of like return to our roots and are doing like a collective reading for everybody. But we'll like describe the card. And if this reading does not resonate with you, that's okay. Sometimes the collective, we're just not part of it, and that is okay. But anyways, let's go ahead and see what we have. I'm using the Terra Volatile deck. Let this go. Okay, what popped out? Okay, so we have the Queen of Coins or the Queen of Pens.
Queen.
But I see the queens as like the major like inspirators, great balancers, making sure like, you know, everything is like working as like a collective and even like regaining power. But for this queen in particular, to me, she's like the ultimate working mom. She's like, when she's at work, she's at work. And then when she's at home, she's at home. Like she has learned how to balance everything perfectly. She is balancing her own goals and, you know, the goals of work and really going out and accomplishing everything and really spending, you know, whoever like spends time around her, whether it be family or like employees or people that she works with, like everyone feels heard and taken care of, even in their own goals and aspirations. But what this means to me is that I would kind of like look at where you need to balance things out heading forth and making sure that, you know, that you're being present in the moments that you need to be present, whether it be at home or at work, and just making sure you have that good balance going on. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect. And I would recommend like, just, you know, going easy on yourself and being loving, because this queen, I think out of really all of them, is a very loving queen, and she will like understand if like things are unbalanced and that you have to have some time to figure it out. Like she'll hear you out. But how about for you?
The only thing I would really add based off of what you said is when I see this card in a reading, for me at least, it comes up massively as a reminder that you don't need to have so much guilt. So when you are in the work environment, like don't feel guilty that you're working. Like this is, it is a, you are not living to work, you are working to live, right? And so you have to do this thing to provide your home life a good structured environment. And then the other side of it is it's okay to like fully shut off from the work environment when you're home and to not feel guilty about it. Like you need to give, you don't, I hesitate to say need. It's okay to give 100% of your attention to the thing that you're at when you're doing it, and to like fully shut off from, I don't know, the rest.
Yeah. It literally helps us keep going.
Yeah.
So this episode, we're going to be talking about doing magic on the go, because we're not around our altars and, you know, homes all the time. And sometimes, like, we have to do spell work on the spot if we want to accomplish something. And we can't count on the moon phase. We can't count on where the sun is and all that. So just kind of like concentrating on what we need to do if we need something done fast and quick. But do you have any tips, like, for everyone about, like, just wants to practice magic on the go generally?
Stop thinking about it so much. I think that we have this really big pressure. I know I've talked about this. I know I'm a broken wheel right now, but we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, where we have all this pressure from the internet to like have the most beautiful thing, to have this aesthetic, wonderful, perfect practice. And while yes, if that is something that you aspire to have, go for it. Like, go have your aesthetic practice. Do it. Putting beauty into things is something that is a devotion. It is something that it can be a part of the practice, right? But simultaneously, holding yourself up to this standard that you have to always have things aesthetic is not practical and a really quick way to burn out. So if you're on the go, keep it simple, keep it small, keep a couple incense in a tube in your freaking purse or backpack or whatever that you can light when you are going out. Keep it where you are just keeping maybe some crystals on you that you have charmed or aligned with. It doesn't need to be this like grandiose thing. Keep it really simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I am a big fan of like having like a little notebook, like one of those little flip notebooks. As you know, they have like the lines and everything, but you can like easily like fit into your purse, but with a Sharpie also. And then you can write like intention sigils or anything really on the go, and like do the whole like folding it towards you to bring something towards you, folding it away to pull it away from you. And I definitely agree about the crystals. I think wearing our charm jewelry or like crystal bracelets for particular reasons are also a great way to like practice magic on the go. And, you know, just having like little teeny things on hand, but you don't always need things on hand. Like when you're doing this on the go magic, it really like, it's like, it's as practical as possible when it comes to on the go magic.
When I travel, this is going to sound a little silly for people who've never worn makeup. but if I like really need like something specific for myself, like even like glamour magic stuff, I'll write sigils with my makeup on my face.
Smart. Like,
yeah, like that. And then put it on. And it's like, it's one of those things where like, yes, is that maybe like not going to be the most effective use of sigil work? Of course not. Like, of course it's not. Like, I'm not at home. I'm not in my altar. I don't have things like dragon's blood and parchment and fire and all this. Is it, however, something that works in a pinch for me on an occasion? Absolutely. And pretending like it doesn't is not effective. It's not an effective method. It's one of those things. It's one of those things that you really have to view it in a way that is situational, I guess. And on the go magic is not your at home sit down altar hard, you know, energy work. It is something that is just like going to Burger King. It's not going to be the healthiest thing for you, but it's going to fill you up.
Yeah,
it works, right?
Yeah, it really does. Especially, I feel like on-the-go magic really forces us to use our own energy as a component. I think a lot of witches end up like, oh, I'm going to wait to do the spell. And then when the spell, like when the time to do the spell rolls around, they're like, now I'm not into it. And then your energy is not there and it's not amped up. It's
yeah. Like, well, you know. And correspondence is something that, like, layering correspondence is something that really matters. And while I hate the expression, intention is everything. Intention does really fucking matter, though. Like, it's not everything, but it is important. And if the energy for yourself and the gusto is all there, like, why don't you look to planetary hours and try to align that instead of finding, like, the right moon phase or the right day of the week? Like, yeah.
So, what is a good protection thing that you like to do on the go?
Ooh, that's tough. Because I am somebody who personally keeps a lot of wards on my person at all times. So for me, I don't really do a lot of on-the-go protection magic because I have stuff always on me for protection magic. Yeah, does that make sense? Like, I have travel charms on me. I have car charms on me. I have poppets in the car for my family. I usually wear charms on my necklaces that are for like warding and protection. I get weekly updates. Yeah.
I don't know. What about you? What we spoke about, like, I don't know, a few podcasts ago about how, you know, doing the spell oils and having these things like ready to go. You know, like I'm going to use like the Libra full moon for like a justice oil. And then you always have a justice oil. So you can put that in your purse and take it with you. But yeah, no, I agree that like that's why it's important to have those one things all like at the ready. For me, a really good one is a visualization one that I have done. I've told other people to do, like if they're when they're like an unsafe, feel like unsafe, and obviously always move forward to be as safely, you know, try to be as safe as possible as the world energy aspect. Like, let's not be foolish and just like do something silly, but like go like closing your eyes for a second and just like calling, like kind of like visually forming a pentagram around you while calling the elements and asking for their protection, and like really grounding into the earth and like just, you know, absorbing that the energy of all the elements in the pentagram.
Grounding, yeah, in general, that's my really like, oh, like people look past it when I don't think they should. Yes, it's really good for like grounding our own energy, but I also feel like grounding yourself can also, if you have this pre-established wards and pre-established like protection magic that you keep with you, I feel like it's a really good way to ground what you already have as well, to just like amp it up some.
Absolutely. And I think as a protection thing, it really helps you like just really be able to keep your wits about you, especially if you're using it for protection magic, so you don't feel like you're floating away and you're remaining grounded to that space and time so you can pay attention so you can stay safe. But cleansing, do you have any good cleansing rituals you like to do on the go?
I am insane.
No, let's hear it. We love insane witchcraft.
I keep a little atomizer of Florida water in my purse.
No,
like, you know, those little atomizers of like hand sanitizers,
right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the little spray bottles, the little like for hand sanitizer, the ones that like I use liquid hand, not gel hand sanitizer. I use liquid one because I don't like how the gel feels on my hands.
Fair.
Because I'm neurotypical. And I use an old atomizer for that with Florida water in it. And then I use it like a. What about you?
We keep you know those little incense matchbooks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep those in the car, and we typically have like a can of soda or whatever, and we kind of like set it up on the can of soda and like use like a whole like smoking thing while, you know, using the incense to cleanse the area, or ourselves while on the go, and kind of like set it on the can to let it keep going, and so the ash doesn't get everywhere. But I like
these. Are also just like good to have.
Yeah, they are, and they're super cute, and they come like in all sorts of different scents for different spell work purposes, layering spells while on the go, like you can even do like abundant stuff, because like there's, you know,
I was just gonna say, if you get like a standard, if you get like a cinnamon one, that's so multi-purpose, so multi-use, like you got protection, you got cleansing, you got finances.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about abundance for you? Do you do anything for abundance?
Yes. Okay. So I just feel like this episode is just like me listing all my insane little like personal hacks. I keep cinnamon sticks in my wallet, like in my physical wallet. And as soon as they lose their scent, that's when I replace them. And it's got to be in the actual pocket that holds the cash. For me, that's what I do. I also do like offerings of lucky pennies. So when you find a lucky penny,
I love that. That's such a cute idea.
I keep the lucky pennies in a special jar, and I either put them on my altar, like my money bowl, put them in my money bowl when I get home. Or like if I see a wishing well or a charity donation, I put them in there with like with the intention of like the luck financially that I found will then find me for not keeping it.
Like
Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. I'm going to start doing that. Like it's, I pick them up.
It's such a simple. Yeah, I pick them up too. And then I put them in a little jar. And then when I see like the Make-A-Wish Foundation things or like we have a dog rescue, that sort of thing locally, I then donate my luck to them with the hope that the luck then finds me financially later.
I love that.
And it's like such a simple little gesture.
I like to so I work with Fortuna, so I have like a little, I printed out a little thing and I keep her in my wallet, and I like to occasionally get like the gold like dollar coins, and I charge it in front because I have an altar for her in my house, and I like to charge it at her altar, and I'll put it in my wallet to carry like her luck with me and for abundance and financial security.
I like that. I actually don't work with Fortuna myself, but I've heard a lot of people have like a really good relationship with her when it comes to
I love working with
finances
her. She's really
and all
good
that
energy to work with.
Yeah.
How about grounding? What do you like to do for grounding while on the go?
This is literally just me, like, telling you my insane things I do. Salt under my tongue. Yeah, and, like, when I put the salt under my tongue, I let it sit there until it fully dissolves. Like, I don't, you know, like, when you eat something, you kind of, like, mill it around your mouth and, like, whatever. I put the salt under my tongue and I sit there with it while it slowly dissolves. And that becomes almost, like, the timer for how long I, like, let it myself ground. Does that make sense? Like, it becomes, like, the timer for it.
And that's really good too, because if your body is like low on electrolytes, that's also very grounding. It's kind of like you're regaining energy that way too.
If you get those electrolyte packets that specifically say they have salt in them, so not just like whatever the, I don't know what it's called. I'm not a scientist, okay? But there's another.
She's not form, a scientist.
There's another form of mineral that they put in that works effectively just like. Just like salt. I don't know what it is. I don't remember what it is. But there is like, there's a company who I don't remember the name of. Element. It's Element. Look at that. Came to me. They do a salted version of things. So it's like salted watermelon, salted raspberry. That
if you do it with like the sit, so if you're drinking the little electrolyte pack and you're combining it with the like visualization and that sort of thing, I feel like that is also a really great like cheat code for getting the salt in.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. That's so cute.
It's useful.
It is very useful. For me, it's kind of like going back to that protection ritual by like grounding where you're at. Obviously, if you can go outside and just go stand on the earth and maybe remove your feet from your shoes for like a hot minute and to just stand there and grow, you know, the roots through your feet to like visualizing it and kind of like absorbing the sun and the ground. But obviously that is not really great when you're like stuck in a building all day working. But what's important to note is that whatever you're sitting on is typically made of the earth anyways. So and just connecting to the earth elements of where, like what you're touching, what you're sitting on, or even like what's under your feet, and still like envisioning those roots just for a moment and working on your breathing exercise. That is, I feel, is very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things that I think that grounding is so overlooked and it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And crystals help with that too. If you have like a good, like earthy crystal, like smoky quartz or.
Bitch, what are you saying? A good earthy crystal? They all come from the earth.
Well, I meant like, you know. Well, you know, you're not like carnelian. You're like, that's more fire energy. But we're looking at more like brown and dark greens and
moss agate.
Yay! Yes.
what's that one that they used in Jurassic Park?
What?
It's like the tree sap. And
the amber?
Yeah, yeah. Amber, which is technically not a stone, but like...
It's all of the earth.
It is. Mm-hmm. It isn't, but it is. So that's kind of fun, right? And it comes from trees.
I was about to say, you could be a crazy person like me. I keep tree bark in my purse.
That is not insane. I just told you I keep cinnamon in my wallet. That is tree bark.
That's true. Okay, it's refined tree bark.
Yeah, it's refined. That's all.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness.
You just keep a jar of dirt in your purse. Like, I should just keep some Crossroads dirt in my purse.
Ooh, rather than my altar. Or like a little grave dirt in like a little vial in your bag.
So you can sprinkle in people's shoes. Yeah, sprinkle, sprinkle. I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I'm going to do that.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Somebody cuts me off on the road, I just like throw a little like bomb. One of those like, you know, those water balloons that are like magnetic?
Yeah.
Throw a little magnetic water balloon at them with like haunted ass grave dirt in it.
Now their car's haunted.
Now your car, now that's coming home with you, bitch.
Oh, that's so funny.
As always, if you guys have some amazing tips that you think the community should hear when we post about this on Instagram, go comment, go tell people what you think. We want to see it. Go comment on our Spotify, whatever. We'll do our best to post them. I'm honestly really bad at that. But if you've got some great tips, we want to hear them.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
So, Maria, what's stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, that was very sensual. Good job.
Thank you. I really tried. I like really brought my whole butt into it.
You really did. You whole
Thank
ass
you.
That. Good
I'm not
job.
Like other girls, okay? I'm, I don't know, more annoying. I'm worse.
Oh, God. Oh, so, well, leading up to this wasn't exactly the best feeling. I rage clean my house, like heading into like the whole Leo eclipse and all that. And I was just so tired of everything. I don't know. This house just gets so messy. And I'd like the house to look nice and clean and tidy. And it hasn't been that way for some time because I had like... We've just had so much going on and I got glue in over the weekend. So I was like, okay, so I need to get this done, but I was very angry about getting it done. But after all is said and done, my house looks great. It looks good. So good. I did such a great job.
And yeah,
like,
girl.
Really frustrating. Like when you don't want to do it and you rage do it mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, maybe I shouldn't just been so raging. Maybe I should have just done it. But yeah. I think, you know, there's a lot, if you're doing it rage wise, I mean, that's a protection ritual. That's a cleansing ritual.
It's true.
A release ritual.
Yeah, no, it's true. I also have been in the middle of rage cleaning my house and I will say it looks great.
It's so annoying. I hate it. I love it. Oh.
So, Robin, what is not stirring your cauldron right now?
Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're so welcome.
So, actually, I don't... Okay, so this is like two parts. So, there's nothing that's really not stirring my cauldron right now. However, something did happen that was because of something good. So, I'm going to tell you the good thing, and then I'll tell you the bad thing. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, I think that sounds perfectly fair.
So as you guys know, I run Craft Coven. It is a group that we were international, baby. It's a club. Anyway, you guys can go to my website and look at that if you want to. But my Craft Coven, we always stay really late. We're set to be 7 to 9 and we usually don't leave till like 11:30 because we're just having so much fun and like it's 11:30. Who's gonna fucking kick us out? I've got keys to the library. What are they gonna do about it? Well, last night we actually stayed till 9 because we got in a minivan. One of my friends, Marissa, has an 8-seater. Okay. So it's a bunch of moms, middle-aged moms that are loud and ridiculous. We all cram into the minivan. We're blasting like 90s rap and hyphy music and garage and just like windows rolled down. We went up to the summit near us. So like 20 minutes up a mountain and we watched the meteor shower together and it was really beautiful and silly and chaotic. It was really, really silly and chaotic. We were joking that we had to make offerings to the stars to like have the shooting stars happen. So we were all like spreading our legs up into the air. And then they would happen, the shooting stars would happen. And we were like, well, if that's not confirmation bias, I don't know what is.
You should have done the Animal Crossing thing, did like little prayers.
Yeah. And like, as you guys have probably heard me talk about before, my local Facebook page like was so angry that my group is called Craft Coven. They were like, witches! So the fact that we were like jokingly like giving these offerings to the stars to make them like sparkle, we were like, our local Facebook group is gonna hate to see this.
That was a wild story about leading up the Craft Coven.
Yeah, if you're in Discord and you don't know it, I will tell you it. It's not a story for the podcast today, but yeah. So Anyway, it was very fun. It was really wonderful. And then when I went to go leave, the bad thing that happened is Marissa said, hey, watch out for this ledge. And I wanted to take a picture of a tree because it had like these horns coming out of it. And I was jokingly going to post that we were doing witchcraft at midnight with the devil. and I forgot that she had said, watch out for the ledge. And I fell right off the ledge, twisted my ankle and scraped my knees really bad. So, yeah, that was my bad thing.
Like the whole
and the picture I got
wild.
Is so bad. Let me show you. Like it's so bad because I like fell. Because I fell and it was like, I don't even know if you can see it.
Mm-mm. Only
yeah,
sees
exactly.
My face.
Like that's how bad it is because I like fell and I was just like, I'm so embarrassed that this happened. I got the shot. Goodbye.
Oh no, that's. I'm so sorry for you. But I'm glad you had a good time leading up to that point.
It was really, really wonderful. There was something very like, I don't know, like it was such a girlhood moment, even though we're all middle-aged. Like it was such a girlhood moment to like be laying on these picnic blankets, watching a meteor shower, like laughing and giggling. And like, I don't know. It's like, it was really wonderful. It was really, really wonderful.
It does sound wonderful. That sounds like such a good time. I love like little, you know, collective, like fun experiences like that.
Yeah. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be shops, social medias, books, artists, other podcasts, accounts that we just are loving. As a reminder, these are not advertisements. These are things that Maria and I have organically found. Now, that being said, if you have someone that you think the community would love to hear, make sure to message us on Instagram or shoot us an email so that way we can include you for our listener choice. That being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week?
So my anniversary was last weekend and my wife got me this really very, very, very cute trinket. It's a locket that has like little mini tarot cards and it has all the major arcana and it's
really?
Adorable. Yeah, I posted a reel about you. You guys have to go see
it.
It
is look.
So
I didn't
cute.
See it. That sounds so cute.
It is so cute. But it's by Brass Botanica and my wife found it on like Uncommon Goods or something, but it's so it's adorable. It's just
yeah,
it's
that
perfect.
Sounds really, really,
she
really
was
cute.
Like, I hope you like it. I took a chance. I was like, you took a chance.
She was like, I shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark.
I was like, will she like it? I don't know.
And here I'm like, oh, this is the most beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for the trinket. Thank you for the gift. The witch is pleased. Thank you for the offering. But very cute. If you want to see a video of it, I did do a reel. But who are you loving?
This is an artist that I found. They're called Nori 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 Co. 058. Again, this will be in the caption of the episode. They did a series called Fucking Tarot. Mm-hmm. And it is like a neon colored like installation of tarot cards and they're so beautiful. I'm not certain if they're going to sell them as individual prints or if it will be a deck, but wow, they are yeah, there is quite a lot of information happening there. They're really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm trying to find them, but their page is really pretty and cute.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. The fucking tarot, the photo itself that I found is the artist sat in front of a wall of tarot cards. It's really beautiful.
Ugh, beautiful.
Our listener choice is by a creator called the.arcane.apothecary.yeg. They are Wolf's Bane. The one they sent specifically is a Wolfsbane inspired sensory shaker. So it's one of those potion bottles that has like mica in it and you can shake it up. Really, really beautiful. So Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was pretty neat. I've seen a few of those before, mm-hmm. but I've never seen one that had a full plant in it like this one did. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like make those for like kids that have like calming herbs and stuff in them, which I think is really neat and cute. Such a cute idea.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, they're neat. The people are so creative. As a reminder, if you've got a creative that you would love us to share with the community, shoot us a message so that way we can make that happen. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope to see you again August 7th for our next Coffee Talk episode, or August 14th for the 12th episode of season 7. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we are up to. And don't forget to join us August 30th for Samantha Weisberg's class on Goddesses, Monsters, and Women of the Odyssey, a mythological creative writing class that is for the library tier and up on Patreon.
Yes. And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 20. What? No, it doesn't. Not anymore.
Nope.
It is a Q&A once a month.
Of those.
But a backlog.
It is a backlog of those.
Can you tell we read from a script? I don't know. Maybe we need to change that.
We should probably change that. Someone here should probably change that.
I don't know. A huge library of articles about witchcraft. Like, I do a monthly outlook every month that's full of like really great things to do like during the month, and a Discord community full of fun of events and discussions. Like, we have such a great group on there, so come join us.
Yes, our Discord members are so beautiful. You guys literally, our Patreon members in general are so beautiful. You guys literally are the reason the podcast gets to happen and why we're on our 7th season.
Yeah. And we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. If you don't want to talk about witchcraft, we can do like a little quick tarot reading for you. So you get to kind of like choose. So yeah, keep that in mind.
And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual, just chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us from whatever streaming services that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever it might be. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you to everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria at Magic with Maria
Everywhere. Everywhere. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One,
two, three.
Bye, witches.
Bye, everybody.
We're getting really good at that.
Now we are.
It only took 8 years.